Gracias.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I'd like to thank the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection for the presentation of the report and her thinking on the 70th anniversary of the 1951 Refugee Convention. It's an instrument that has adapted itself to emerging challenges, including the crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, and it continues to provide a solid basis for international protection and lasting solutions. Nearly 82.4 million individuals worldwide have been forced to abandon their homes. Given this alarming figure, we regret the fact that many countries have responded simply by denying the right to asylum, with rejection, mass expulsions, offshoring of asylum, criminalizing individuals who are moving, and simply closing any access to the territory. These policies are moving away from the fundamental principle of solidarity. It weakens what is set out in the 1951 Convention. We believe in the pressing need to strengthen respect and renew the commitment to those principles enshrined in this instrument, and by so doing, preserving life and the integrity of those people who require protection. This, in turn, will allow us to strengthen the principle of shared responsibility in line with what is set out in the Global Compact of Refugees. The global priority has to be strengthening asylum procedures so that they are fair and efficient, that they offer work opportunities, educational opportunities, they provide medical attention and care, social security, and guaranteeing the strict compliance with international refugee law. In this context, my delegation would like to restate its firm commitment as a country to keeping the highest standards of international protection, together with the principle of non-refoulement, which is a cornerstone for the protection of people in this situation. Vice Chair, Ecuador has a solid legal framework. It means we can provide effective protection for refugees, refugee asylum seekers, and stateless persons in our country. The most recent reform of our law on human mobility recognizes what we call the surplace refugee, the aim being to broaden eligibility criteria. Similarly, the refugee system has adapted itself to the pandemic using technological tools. It means that anybody in need can easily access the process simply and in an agile fashion. At the same time, we're continuing with the registration activities, issuing or extending ID documents, as well as our admissibility and eligibility interviews conducted remotely. In addition, we've organized what we call special identity document units or brigades nationally to issue ID documents for those people who have been recognized as refugees. This is something which facilitates the exercise of their rights and improves their inclusion. The High Commissioner has stressed the following: inclusion is the new form of protection. This is something which is reflected in the Compact. It talks about including refugees in the economic and productive systems, as well as in the health and national social protection systems. The pandemic should be an additional motive to step up efforts instead of delaying those efforts. Ecuador is recognized thanks to its inclusive policies showing solidarity in human mobility. Given this framework, the government has made progress in its national vaccine plan against COVID-19. 75% of over 16s in our country are completely vaccinated. This successful vaccination plan has included refugees and migrants, irrespective of their migratory status. Given a global threat such as a pandemic, excluding refugees and migrants from vaccination campaigns is not only a risk, an immediate risk for them and also for the host communities, but it feeds into xenophobia, which in turn generates violence and greater exclusion. In this context, it's a priority and very urgent that we step up cooperation, international solidarity to address the current gaps. And we also need to guarantee fair, transparent, equitable, efficient, timely, and universal access and distribution of the COVID-19 vaccines. To conclude, I'd like to stress the fact that the unprecedented increase in the number of displaced persons reminds us that we cannot delay really implementing the mechanisms and principles in this compact, and we need to speed up implementation of promises with greater levels of inclusion and solidarity. Many thanks.